Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. My. Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Praise his name and welcome, my friends. Did you know that the end days are upon you and he's about to return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Okay. Then be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by myself, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And know, please, I am, has sent me unto you. Amen. You know, my friends, there is a need to keep this program on the air. And some are not hearing 9350 on Wednesday nights. So I did my best to get another frequency for a repeat of that program that the ones that can't hear might hear. But, my friends, it's not easy to get time on WWCR, as all the good times are already taken. So when I was offered 7490, that's 7490, on Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. Eastern to 9:30 a.m. Eastern, I took it for two very good reasons. One, I knew 7490 was a good frequency. And hopefully, if you cannot hear Wednesday's program on 9350, you will be able to hear the repeat of Wednesday's program on 7490. Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time. And two, I have never been on in the early morning before, so I thought it might be good to do that. And I felt the time was something the Lord was telling me. So tune in, my friends, if you can, to 7490 next Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central. Amen. And please, please let me know. You can hear 7490 by calling 607-201-5663 or writing Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797. Those will repeat at the end of the program. Or you can email me from my website. That's www.signsradio.com, all one word. SIGNSRADIO.com. www.signsradio.com, all one word. Thank you, my friends. I would really appreciate knowing where 7490 is being heard at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Saturday mornings. As this program is listener supported and cannot stay on the air without your help and support. And support does not come in if Signs is not being heard. So I need to know if it's being heard. Give me a call, write me a letter, send me an email. Now for tonight's Last Days, End Times, Quick Bible Study, King James Version. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Watchman comment. Knowing first is very important, that in the last days scoffers will come. A scoffer is a mocker, one who makes fun of those who live differently and believe differently than the scoffer does, mocking those of us who believe in the second and soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4. Well, where is the promise of his coming? why it is in our hearts. And if we are truly saved and we know Yahweh's word, we know that, amen and amen, he's coming soon. The word asleep in this case translates to die, meaning all those who passed on in God, in Yahweh, before the current generation that is alive on earth. So as it is now today, all things continue as it was from the beginning. It is very important, my friends, however, you live your life so that if you die before the rapture, you will come back with Christ in his heavenly army. Can't you imagine that sight? All those white horses with Christ Jesus on his leading. Hallelujah. Our captain of our army. Hallelujah. Amen. Because, don't you know, Yahweh designed it that way from the beginning. So those that are his children would be set apart from those who could have been his children, but are not because of their own rejection of God's Son, Christ Jesus. Amen. So let's enter in to that very important time when we realize the last day scoffers are here tonight. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 7.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for who will walk with me? Who will follow my paths? Who will teach my teachings? For many have turned from my paths and my teachings, and are walking in the ways of the world. Those who came to me have forgotten me. Those that have chosen me have left me. But I, saith the Lord, have a remnant. I have a people who follow my ways and teach my words. For my words are true, saith God, and the words of the false will fall upon deaf ears for those who love me. But the ears that open to the false and to the teachings thereof, their ears shall be itched, saith God. And they shall believe they walk in truth, when in fact they believe a lie, saith the Lord.
I would say unto you, be as one who hears my word and does my word, that you might walk the path of consistency and not be on a path of one that is irregular. For I say unto you, there is only one path to walk upon, and that is the straight and narrow, saith the Lord, that you might hear my voice again and again and again. Hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Hearken unto my voice and walk the road of consistency, saith the Lord.
I pray you listen very carefully to those two very powerful prophetic words. Now, tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. My, oh my, in this program you get the true truth, right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Romans chapter 16, verses 25, 26, and 27. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the observance of faith. To God only wise be glory through Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. Watchman comment. My friends, Christ Jesus, and only Christ, can establish you with his gospel and also through the preaching of that gospel by his sent ones. This secret held through the centuries, but is now revealed or made manifest by the scriptures, by Yahweh's prophets, by the commands of Almighty Yahweh through faith to the nations. I, Brother Johnson, hold a unique office, which in the Greek is episkopon, meaning office of the overseer, by which I am called and ordained by God's own voice, just like in biblical times as his watchman. God said, Brother Johnson is a sign, not the sign. No, he didn't say that. But he said a sign to this last day's generation. So I am to you, my friends, a sign from Yahweh. However, there are many natural signs which I report about, but Brother Johnson is a spiritual sign. Webster's dictionary definition of sign, something that indicates a fact, quality, etc. Indication, token. Now, my friends, I, Brother Johnson, am a spiritual investigative commentator. I am not a secular type of reporter. Romans chapter 16, verse 27. To God only wise be glory through Christ Jesus forever. Amen. Believe it or not, it's up to you. But what I just said is the true truth. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. Alex, Bobby, and Juanita, all from Virginia, and Mark from Wisconsin, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, bless Alex, Bobby, Juanita, and Mark tonight, Lord. Meet their every need, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. Bless their needs, Lord, as I know they are many, and meet every one of them. Amen and amen. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. That's a hallelujah, amen, Lord. Glory to God. Unless I have missed someone, and I have been so busy with my wedding coming up on April 21st, I could have missed somebody. Those are my last WOW sponsors on my list. Please pray and ask the Lord if He would have you help by sending program support. Then obey whatever Yahweh says for you to send in. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. FDA admits in a court case that vaccines still contain mercury. It is a common myth today that the vaccines administered to children no longer contain the toxic additive thermosol, a mercury-based preservative linked to causing permanent neurological damage. But a recent federal court case involving the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has revealed that, contrary to this widely held belief, thermosol is actually still present in many batch vaccines, including the annual influenza vaccine that is now administered to children as young as 6 months old. My, my, my. But the FDA explains in no uncertain terms directly on its website that thermosol is still added to certain vaccines. For this reason alone, it is crucial that parents who choose to vaccinate their children, and by the way, I would not, ask for an ingredients list for each and every vaccine before allowing them to be administered to their children, and look it over very, very carefully. Thermosol is a neurotoxic mercury which causes autism, and you wonder why there are so many kids with autism, huh? There are 25 micrograms in one average flu vaccine, and the EPA safety limit is 5 micrograms. My, my, my. So children who are vaccinated simultaneously with multiple vaccines receive over 10 times the safety limit of mercury in just one day. My, oh, my. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? No, you don't? Well, okay, how about these vaccines, diphtheria, tetanus, and polio vaccine. 5 injections are given between 2 and 6 years of age, plus boosters are recommended every 10 years. These shots contain formaldehyde, phenoxylenol, and aluminum phosphate. Take the formaldehyde, for instance. It is a highly carcinogenic fluid used to embalm corpses and ranked as one of the most hazardous compounds to human health. Can cause liver damage, gastrointestinal issues, reproductive deformation, respiratory distress, and cancer. Plus, formaldehyde has been known to fail to deactivate the virus the vaccine is intended to cure. thus enabling a live virus to enter your bloodstream and infect your system. Watchman comment once more, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? I warned you these vaccines contain dangerous chemicals. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Strange noises over the whole world, but especially in the USA. Number one, USA, Pennsylvania. That noise was not thunder, Poconos residents say. Boom violently shakes houses. Number two, Pakistan, Kashmir Valley region, rattled by more tremors. Number three, USA, Wisconsin. Clintonville's reign of terror from the mysterious boom continues. Number four, USA, San Diego, California. San Diego residents rattled by three loud booms following tremor. USA, Michigan, number five. Ferndale residents shaken by mysterious booms and bright flashes. Watchman comment, strange sounds have been heard worldwide. Is this a 666? End of the day's warning? Continuing. Obama the lawless. Just in the last 2 years, we have seen the Obama regime reject and lawlessly override constitutional and moral laws on the verdicts on drilling for oil, the protection of marriage, gays in the military, immigration, state laws, the banking industry, the Second Amendment, separation of power issues, etc., etc. USA President Barack Hussein Obama sees himself above the law and outside of its healthy restrictions. This addiction for power and control from this Pee Wee Herman potentiate is plain to see for all. In the name of his subtle and deceiving concerns and personal causes, he is rapidly transforming our American Republic into a tyrannical, lawless state. Just as our founding fathers sternly warned us of what we would be when morality and sound biblical absolutes and principles were outright rejected by our leaders and the people, so has it become here in America today. America is already far past the point of no return, physically, socially, morally, and spiritually, and no Tea Party will save her from sinking to the bottom of the sea. Lucifer is at present setting the final global stage for the world's reception and worship of the lawless one, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Continuing, Obama calls for more redistribution of wealth, declaring, I am my brother's keeper. Obama quote, I hear politicians talking about values in an election year, Obama says. I hear a lot about that. Let me tell you about values. Hard work, personal responsibility, those are values. But looking out for one another, that's a value. The idea that we're all in this together. I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper. That's a value. Watchman comment, no. That was spoken to God after Cain killed Abel. It angered Yahweh enough that the Lord cursed Cain for it, and you also, Mr. Obama, will be cursed for using those same words in a foul manner like Cain did. Continuing, Obama's new ability to impose martial law. The National Defense Authorization Act declared the entire American country a battlefield in the war on terror and granted the USA president the power to suspend the writ of habeas corpus, permit military arrest and detention without notice of charges or any right of due process any American accused of providing support to terrorists. The president's executive order grossly expands the constitutional violations in the NDAA by replacing the Constitution with a presumed power of the president to govern the entire economy. In the history of the United States, there has never, ever been a more profound and grave moment of the exercise of imperial, kingly executive power than this. This president, who would be emperor, now is continuing. Drug company Pfizer executives to stand trial for cover-up of drug trial results. Former executives at Pfizer Incorporated, the world's largest drug company, Henry McKennell, John LaMattina, Karen Caton, Joseph Fesco, as well as Gail Cockwell, Pfizer's current Vice President of Medical Affairs, will all face trial for allegedly concealing the unfavorable results of drug trials involving Celebrex and Bextra. U.S. District Judge Laura Taylor Swain has denied the request made by the defendants to dismiss the case, which means all five individuals will be held to account for their actions. According to the suit, the five defendants made misleading statements in their public filings about the drug trials and also omitted important information that exposed both Celebrex and Bextra as being dangerous. Watchman comment, do I really have to say I told you so many times before? Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman now? I pray you do. Celebrex, which is still on the market, has been known to cause heart problems since at least as early as 2004. And another like that. Commonly prescribed drugs in hospitals are killing and harming the elderly. Prescription drugs and the combination of those drugs and other medications are taking a heavy toll on elderly Americans, leading to risky hospitalizations, mental decline, and death. And some of those drugs are worse than others, say a study published last November in the New England Journal of Medicine that found blood thinners and diabetes drugs cause most of the emergency hospital visits for drug reactions among people over 65 years of age in the United States. According to this study, just four medications used alone or in combination were responsible for 2/3 of the emergency hospitalizations among older adults. At the top of the list was the blood thinner warfarin, also known as Coumadin, which accounted for 33% of emergency hospital visits. Insulin injections came in second on the list, accounting for 14% of the visits. Aspirin and other antiplatelet drugs prescribed to prevent blood clotting were third, with 13%, and just behind them were oral hypoglycemic drugs for diabetes, which were responsible for 11% of the hospital visits. Watchman Shofar. Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters or both, as the program ends. Dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW Walk on Water love offering, as we need to be able to pay the April radio bills. This program is listener-supported and is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the true truth. Also, there is a desperate need for WOW sponsors for April, and that's the true truth also. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Please write signs. I sure would appreciate those of you that are listening to call or write, as when the summer starts, that's when calls and letters drop off, and support drops off too somewhat. Please write signs spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lisle, L-I-S-L-E, New York abbreviate N-Y, Zip 13797. That will repeat in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. That's today's world, all right. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version, as always. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorifieth, let him glorify in the Lord. My friends, the exercising and application of God's word in a believer's life produces a heavenly wisdom and comprehension that transcends this earthly realm. Apart from Almighty God, these riches can never be obtained by earthly means. By faith, we enter into an area and realm that few comprehend, let alone understand. The eternal heavens are the limit. Thus it is written, he that glorifieth, let him glory in the Lord. What do you glory in, my friends? Worldly things? Worldly possessions? Or heavenly things? For those earthly things will not enter heaven with you. If you put more importance in your life on those earthly things, you may not enter into heaven either. And you may stay here on earth along with all those things you thought were so great. As for me, I think going to heaven's greater than things. Seek ye first the kingdom, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, my friends. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, I preached all or call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
Right now, just ask you to pray this little prayer. Lord Jesus, right now I acknowledge to you that I'm a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my heart, to save me, to clean me up, to make me the new creature that your word tells me I can become. Help me, Lord, to live for you and to work for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer, please let the program, Brother Johnson, know, and he will let us know. God is still working out there in the world today.
Thank you, Pastor Moore. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. So please tune in. The new Wednesday summer frequency, 9350. That's 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night, 9350. And if you can, or even if you cannot hear 9350, please, it is important that you let me know by calling or writing. Thank you. That's 9350 Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central or 7 p.m. Eastern Time, whatever time zone you live in. If you live in the others, just calculate it out. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. We're out of support for April. Support is desperately needed. S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y 13797.
This is Grandpa Green Acres. We've been sending some wild offering to him. You're coming in clear from Illinois. Bye.
Thanks for that wild radio check right back, Brother Maranatha.
Hello, Brother Johnson. The new frequency on the summer thing on Wednesday night here in Enterprise, Alabama, is coming in real clear, 9350. Last Saturday night's on 4840. They're coming in real clear also. It looks like it'll come in real clear on this frequency, 9350, for the rest of the summer. But you have a blessed day, Maranatha.
Thanks, brother. Really appreciated that 9350 report. Maranatha.
Yeah, Brother Johnson. Bad report on the radio. Northwestern Ohio, kind of spotty. Lead over from 700 Club up here on your new frequency in the 900 block there. Maranatha.
Thanks, brother. Sorry to hear you're having trouble there hearing 9350 in Ohio. Tune in next Saturday to 7490 if you can at 8:30 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. That repeats Wednesday night program. Let me know if you can hear it, brother. I'd appreciate it. Maranatha. Now, my friends, for my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial on your telephone as I say it. If you'll just pick up the handset, please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. Get that dial tone on in a minute. I only have one line, so please just keep hitting the redial if it is busy until you get through. And if you can, keep it short so others can call in. Thanks. Here we go. You got that dial tone ready? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, because I haven't been getting calls lately, will you call in tonight? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you, my friends. I so appreciated you being here with me tonight and for tuning in to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. I'll look forward to seeing your letter in Post Office Box 122. Amen and amen. Thanks, my friends. I will be blessed. I assure you that. I'm always blessed by your calls and your letters. And be you awesomely blessed right back. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.